Australia's health ministers are outraged by a letter from the Prime Minister asking them to spend less on hospitals. Anthony Albanese demanding they rein in spending if they want a funding deal honoured. It comes as the Queensland Premier this week called on the federal government to help our state's aged care crisis. David Crisafulli is demanding a national plan to help stranded elderly patients who can't leave hospital until aged care spots become available. 74 patients are on the Sunshine Coast and nearly two-thirds are elderly patients waiting for residential aged care. Local member for Nicollin, Marty Hunt, says the federal government needs to help speed up the funding process.
This is about health systems in crisis and under pressure because the federal government is not taking responsibility for what they control.
The Business Chamber has found Queensland businesses face a $15 billion red tape bill this year. The average cost of compliance per business is now $30,000. CEO Heidi Cooper says more than 80% have found it hinders growth and productivity.
One in three businesses employ someone specifically for managing regulatory compliance. That's someone who is not contributing to the business, serving customers or clients, or generating revenue.
Police in Nambour are trying to identify a man believed to be responsible for a number of recent graffiti offences in town. They've released CCTV of the accused, who allegedly walked to the rear side of a business on Curry Street and spray-painted a door around 7 a.m. on Tuesday, October 14. The man's described as Caucasian with dark hair and slim build and was wearing a black branded jacket and black pants. Anyone who may have relevant information is asked to contact police. And the biggest headache for Unity Water contractors are tree roots. It's been revealed tree root intrusion is the biggest culprit for wastewater pipe blockages, with one in five blockages caused by tree roots in the 2024-25 financial year. Crews fixed 614 blockages caused by roots during that time, with data showing Budrum recorded the most number of blockages caused by tree root intrusion.